If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we welcome you in, my friends, to another version of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm Gary. Chuck and Yancey are in. Ole Miss women's basketball to the Sweet 16, the men's Sweet 16, Reb Sweet Mizzou. It was pretty darn good weekend for Ole Miss athletics.
I'd say so. I'd say fantastic weekend. You know, there's nothing you can nitpick about on the basketball front from the women or the men, but we could nitpick a little with the sweep of Missouri, but that's okay. We still got the sweep.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do to bad teams. Like you said, there's still a couple little concerns there, fielding mainly and finding a couple more arms, but – you know, that they needed that sweep in the worst way. First sweep since 2022.
I tell you, it was encouraging to see McCausland and Townsend come around a little bit. Those two young guys are going to be important down the road, and we just got to keep building that staff.
Yep.
We gave up 22 runs. That's 7.3 a game. That's too many.
Yeah.
I think Missouri's not a bad hitting team.
No.
I told you, Yancey, I wouldn't mind being a hitter in that park. I don't want to be on a pitching staff at Mizzou.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, good gracious.
I mean, pop-ups are leaving.
Yeah.
25-mile-an-hour wind going straight out. I mean, nobody wants to pitch in that.
662-426-1093 for the text message line. We've got several already, but 426-1093. Need to tell you about First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting communities in agriculture. They're ready to guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit.
How about this, boys? Going back to basketball, 7 SEC teams in the Sweet 16. That's a record, and that's incredible.
Yeah, they were able to keep the matchups away. Kentucky, Tennessee face each other, but everybody else gets to still play out of conference teams. And if everybody wins, it's going to be a lot of SEC matchups in that Grade 8.
Women in the SEC: Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Texas already in the Sweet 16. Bama and LSU are winning right now to get in.
Wow.
And then State plays USC at 9 o'clock tonight to
get in. That's crazy.
So a chance to get 7 there.
At least.
At least.
Yeah. You probably are getting 7.
That's crazy.
But, you know.
But, you know, that makes that 10-8 conference record of Ole Miss's look that much better to me. I mean, you know, and two of our losses, unfortunately, were to Mississippi State. Two of them to Auburn. So, I mean, you know, we beat Alabama, beat Tennessee, beat Kentucky, three teams that are in it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're 5-5 against the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Right? 5-5 against the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And didn't we say on the program there's going to be some 8-win SEC team in the Sweet 16? Cal and Arkansas.
Yeah.
They got there.
Yeah.
They got there.
And we beat them twice.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the league, right? We've got more than we'll get. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter what the sport is.
What were you telling me about baseball?
10 of the top 15 are the D1 baseball poll, which the SEC really goes by. 10 of the top 15 are SEC teams.
Goodness gracious.
I bet you those are probably the 10 of the top 15 NIL budgets too.
It could be. Very yeah. well could be.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they are.
And yeah. and of course, you know, it doesn't matter whatever the sport, it's going to be that way. We'll get to those text messages at again 662-426-1093. Let's see if Yancey can give us those five things that he has on his brain right now, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham has nine in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day, is there little doubt that Sunday was the best day in Ole Miss sports history in the modern era? The men's and women's hoops team advanced to the Sweet 16, and the baseball program gets its first sweep at an oh-so-critical time since 2022. Thought number two, is there anybody playing better defense than the men's and women's teams right now in hoops, simply suffocating and causing turnovers at a rapid pace? Thought number three, the Rebels' ability to hit the outside shots for the men's team has taken their offense to a level we haven't seen this season. This has created spacing that is almost impossible to defend. Thought number four, has there been a more clutch women's player than Madison Scott for Coach Joe? She's my favorite ladies player to ever put on the red and blue. And the last thought of the day, who would have thunk Ole Miss baseball team would be top five in the country in home runs and slugging percentage? Now if they can find a couple more consistent arms and shore up the defensive infield, this team has a chance to do some real damage.
Got Memphis tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then Florida Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah. Connor Dennis is going tomorrow.
Gunner Dennis. Yep.
Well, yep. Who is Connor? We got a Connor.
Connor Spencer. We got a little bit of everything. Yeah, we got a couple of those.
Connor Spencer is the closer.
Is the closer.
It's,
yeah.
It's kind of interesting pick right there, Gary. What? Well, didn't you think?
Because I thought Rabe, and I think Rabe will get some time tomorrow.
Yeah.
But Gunner is a past starter for you.
Yeah.
A guy that you really – he didn't pitch, so he needs to pitch.
He's looked really to stretch good him out a little inning, bit. But that second inning keeps getting
him. Yeah, and it's what Chuck says, too. I think the reason you're starting him is he needs some success to get ready to help them on the weekend, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sure.
All right, we'll be back. Gordon Ford joins after a break.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physician for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Text message line still open, 426-1093. A lot of you are in. We'll try and get to as many as we possibly can. Right now, this part of the show is brought to you by the Faris Group, our partner in retirement, over 20 years experience, proven track record. Here's what you need to do to help you so that you don't lose that savings. And keep that during your retirement. The Faris Group office, 601-607-4141. Schedule a consultation today. Let's bring in the fourth member of this run, Gordon Ford. Hello, dude.
How you doing, my man?
All's well.
We're doing good,
yeah,
G-Man.
It is all well, isn't it?
It is.
What a great game.
Man, fantastic. Both games, really. I mean, they're up. You know, mid-20s, I think 22 against Carolina, 26 against Iowa State in the middle of the second half. I don't think anybody would have thunk that. And we look at Michigan State, the first thing that jumps out to me, there's three things. One, they've got 10 guys that average over 13 minutes, which is more than what we normally see. Second, they're only shooting at 30% for the field, three-point. Ole Miss is shooting at 34%, so – and you know, it's not like Ole Miss is a bullseye outside shooting team. They don't shoot a lot of threes, but three they rebound. They're rebounding about 8.5 more rebounds per game than Ole Miss. I don't think that's so unusual, Chucky or Gary. Most teams have out rebounded Ole Miss, but what do you see in this Michigan State team?
Well, one thing is that Michigan State, from what people have told me today, and I've checked on them pretty much, is they go to the boards and they rebound and they can hit shots. They may not be three-point shooters, but they play nine people. They got a 7-foot center, Zimbala, who doesn't score a lot, who gets in there and rebounds. They've got guards, Hamilton, Jefferson, and Atkins, who score for them.
Don't forget Jace Richardson.
Gordon. 7 and 9 points a game. They play nine people. I see them coming at the Rebels and pressing them and going to the boards. And I think Ole Miss, to win, they've got to go in there and hit the boards and play like they did the other night against Iowa State. And I'll tell you one thing, Morrell stepped up in that game somewhat too. And I think he was a big factor in winning that game.
I do too, Gordon. But over the weekend, we out-rebounded North Carolina and Iowa State 69-68, which if we'll stay even or close to even rebounding with Michigan State, we'll have a great chance. And then in the turnover battle over the weekend is 29. The other team, North Carolina and Iowa State, turned it over a total of 29 times, and we only turned it over 17. So those two factors right there, to me, were the winning factors. I mean, obviously putting the ball in the hole is critical, but when we can rebound evenly and when we cause more turnovers than we make, we're usually in pretty good shape.
Well, I'll say this, other than the SEC teams, this will be the best team we've faced. 17-3 in conference, that being Michigan State, and lost the Big Ten tournament on a half-court shot. And the bottom line is, 17-3, even in that league, and maybe it's not as it was, is a big deal.
And Tom Izzo is one of the best coaches out there, no doubt about it. He's proved it year after year after year.
16 Sweet 16s, 8 Final Fours, won a championship, three or four finals. He's definitely proven. Another interesting stat when I look over their stats, they average 11.5 turnovers. Ole Miss is, I think, top three in the country at 8.9 turnovers. But Ole Miss has gotten 118 more steals on the season than Michigan State. So they're not creating a lot of turnovers, really focusing on rebounding, right, to get the edge there. So Ole Miss is obviously, you know, one of the top teams in creating turnovers, and that's what's really where they made their hay, you know, these first two games in the tournament. It's just turning the guys, the other teams over so much. I think that's going to be something to really look out for too.
Well, those turnovers are why Ole Miss is scoring the 90 points that they got against Iowa State. That is the offense. They got to – Ole Miss has to get those steals to get down and get some easy shots like they had.
Yep, transition buckets.
But, you know, the small guards that we got are doing the job. They're stealing the ball. You know, people that come in steal the ball. And I love Beard's rotation. I mean, he gets Brakefield in there probably in the first 3 minutes. And the thing is about Brakefield, to me, he's not a post-up player. We've talked about this before. You know, that's not his thing. But he is a slasher. And all these teams playing man-to-man defense, you know, he can get it up there on the top of the key and blow it up. And kind of like Dave Cowens in a way because he's left-handed. But, you know, he does a lot of good stuff. And, you know, his improvement is just what's really propelled this team.
Yeah, Padula scored 40 points in the tournament so far, and Brake is next with 31. So coming off the bench, that's a great contribution.
That's what, you know, he wanted. And fans like me, you know, I grew up in the Charles Barkley and all the big power forwards and center eras, Patrick Ewing, Aaron, and all that. But, you know, they don't – if you get, you know, when you saw Iowa State was basically playing volleyball against us those first 3 minutes, you're like, oh, no. You know, because we've always been like, is Ole Miss big enough? Are they big enough? But, you know, Beard wanted a positionless team where all five can dribble it up and down the court, shoot the three. And we're seeing now the space that creates, especially, I mean, that's what's taken Ole Miss to the next level in my eyes these last couple games, is they're hitting outside shots. You know, I've been saying all season, they're not an outside shooting team. Remember, Chuck, you know, averaging 5, I believe, during the season. Now they're getting 10, 11, 12. And that creates all that space because they can't bog it down in the middle. And if Ole Miss can continue hitting it from the outside shot, outside shots, but Michigan State is in the top three defending the outside shot, the three-point shot. So that's really something to keep an eye on as well, is how effective can Ole Miss continue to shoot it from the outside against one of the top outside defenses in the country.
Oh, I think if they shoot it well, they'll beat them. And one other thing is, well, our rotation, I just said that a few minutes ago, is incredible, the way he brings people in and out. And everyone in there comes in there, knows what they're doing. And they kind of remind me of UMass back when Calipari coached them in the 90s, you know, where they had a fairly, you know, size center, Marcus Camby, and a bunch of little quick guards. And that's kind of what we are, you know. And, I mean, we're doing it. I mean, Chris Beard is a tremendous coach, and, you know, as Ole Miss fans, we need to be thankful for that.
You know, we're in an 8-man rotation right now, and you know, I know Michigan State plays 9 a lot, but they also play 3 or 4 other guys like Klofke minutes, you know, 7 or 8 minutes a game. So they keep running fresh bodies at you the whole game. That's always been Izzo's strategy, and that's what he'll continue to
do. That's true. But, yeah, they do. They run a lot of guys in, and it depends on how we play and how we shoot it. But, you know, our defense, Chuck, you got to give it to us. This is the best defensive Ole Miss team I've ever seen. You know, these guys pull the ball, they block out, they block shots. They do a lot of good stuff.
Well, they are now, Gordon, but they've had some games where they got out-rebounded really badly. Mm-hmm. And I think now that they've concentrated more on rebounding, I think you're absolutely correct. But I know earlier in the year we had some games that I didn't think we were very good on defense because we weren't rebounding.
Yeah, and offensively we're attacking the boards, getting some offensive rebounds, whereas earlier they were getting back to get in position on defense and not – give up easy transition buckets, but it seems like we're crashing the boards more. Chuck and Gary, have y'all noticed that as well?
I think we're just clicking at the right time.
That's what Beard does. I mean, you know, he's taken four teams to the tournament. He's multiple ones, you know, deep into the tournament. You know, he just, I mean, he's zeroed in. The defense right now is just playing lights out, bottom line.
And I'm a little surprised that teams like Iowa State have not capitalized on the automatic switching up top. But Ole Miss did a pretty good job with that yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. Really did.
Yeah.
All right, Gordon. Thanks, my man. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, G-Man.
Appreciate you guys, man. Go Rebs.
You too.
Text messages coming up next at 426-1093.
Saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time being with us today on another Monday night. Rebel Athletics, really good weekend all the way around, and we've got some text messages to talk about that now. A question comes in from the 850 area code. Which is larger, Ole Miss basketball to the Sweet 16 or Ole Miss making the football playoffs?
That's not even close. The college football playoff is number one.
Yeah.
And Sweet 16 is a great deal, but you're talking about 7,000, 8,000 fans compared to 60,000 for football, so – We're in the South. Football is
it's king.
It's the king.
Yeah.
And now, hey, look, but hey, this is great. I'm not. This is wonderful. Sweet 16 is great accomplishment, and I'm not knocking that at all. But football's the king, baby.
It gives you some exposure where normally Ole Miss doesn't get exposure in some basketball markets too, right? Up in the Northeast, out on the West Coast, some traditional basketball hotbeds where they don't really, you know, like football like the South does. So it does give you exposure.
All right. Obviously, I think I know the answer to this one because it's going to come down to money. But the question is, do you think this run for basketball opens up doors in the transfer portal?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Because there are guys that are entering every day now that are watching this tournament that are watching Ole Miss play basketball.
Oh, absolutely. Look, our phones are ringing off the hook with agents right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is big. This is big for Ole Miss basketball.
Why would they start the portal while the season's still going on? It's like football.
That's what every coach is griping about right now.
Does that make any sense?
I mean, not the ones that have been eliminated, but you know, there's 16 of them up there saying, "Golly, man, we got to get ready for a game."
Game planning. That's ridiculous.
But these agents are on the phone already to the different collectives, pushing their kids and. It's going to be.
And I think especially because every time it's on, well, this guy's a senior. Ole Miss is playing. This guy's a senior. Mm-hmm. Guys are seeing the spots to play and play immediately at that SEC school too.
Yeah, but it's more about money.
Absolutely, that's what I said. That's the first thing I said. I know the answer is money, but it is opening
and
up some doors.
The price has gone up since last year, by the way.
Well, they know revenue sharing is kicking in this year coming up. So,
well, if it does.
They're saying now that the judge
that's in charge of that may kick it down the road because she don't want to make a – I heard of her, I may be wrong there, she doesn't want to make a decision on it. Hmm. And she may kick it down the road.
A couple of questions about Ole Miss baseball and the Aeros recently. Coach B was on with Richard and the guys earlier. Yeah. They talked about that, and it's been a little bit of everybody that's made those errors too.
Infield, and I mean, look, there's been some you know Sunday pop ups that you know in the outfield that looks like they're struggling catching the ball. It's concerning. I mean, they're 14th in the league in fielding. You don't want to be there.
No, and that'll cost them
eventually.
It is.
Well, it cost them against Arkansas.
Correct.
That's what it started in the Saturday game in the fifth inning. You know, mm-hmm. There was one out and they had a double play and kicked it. And they would have gotten out of the inning up there 3-2 and turn your head and you're down eight runs.
Yeah, like you know? Team ERA is 4.69, but they've given up 24 unearned runs this year.
Yeah, 24. That's too many.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, college is very lenient, too, towards errors.
It just depends on where you are and who's scoring, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just – I mean, the real fielding percentage is probably a little – everybody's is a little bit worse.
I'll say this, though. I like Chang at short.
Yep. I do, too.
I like Luke Hill at second. So that's fine. You know, Udemark's done well at third for the most part.
Yeah.
First base is a little issue.
It's an issue. I still think Udemark there at first base gives him more flexibility, more athleticism there, and he'll – I think he still his best position is third base. But, I mean, I really like Furness. I like that 1-2 punch that they alternated, you know, Reuter and Furness, Reuter against the left-handed pitchers and Furness against the right-handed pitchers.
Now Furness has gotten hot at the plate.
Yep.
So, you know, you got to – don't want to bench him.
That's
now.
Right.
Well,
that's the thing.
He can still hit. Even if he's not playing, Reuters, you know, he struggles even more than Furness does there at first base.
49 home runs in 23 games.
Yeah, fifth in the country.
Now, there was a bunch of them, double-digit home runs this weekend.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they've been hitting them wherever.
They're fifth in slugging percentage and fifth in home runs in the country. And I don't think anybody saw that. That's really kind of covering up for some of the mistakes. If they can get a couple more arms consistent and
I still think the pieces. I think the pieces are there. I really do. If they kind of switch some guys around, and it's not like Furness. Udermark hadn't played first base. Not like Hill hadn't played third base. It's not like you're changing your personnel where they're not playing at all. You're just shifting some guys around. I don't know. Maybe Coach Bell to tell us that.
How many errors does Fowley have at catcher? I think he's doing okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing good. He's really really good behind the
zero.
Plate. Yeah.
Now, I don't, you know, again, that's going to get into what a team calls a wild pitch or a pass ball, right, too, right, in different right. places sure. that sure. you're at along the way.
But he's not letting many balls get behind him. He's not throwing out a lot of guys at the plate, but they're not a lot of guys that are tenting. I think they've only given up
10 to 14. Bases.
Yeah.
I mean, they we're doing a great job of holding runners on.
Holding runners. The pitchers are doing a really good job of that.
Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. It's Cannon Cleary McGraw at CCMOxford.com. We didn't get into the injuries. We'll do that later in the program here. We got Coach Clem.
Yeah, we got a bunch in football.
Yeah, we got Coach Clem coming up. So we'll get with him as the Ole Miss baseball team gets ready for Memphis tomorrow and then Florida Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I like coconuts. You can break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, it's time for us to dig more into Ole Miss baseball and a game day outlook brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Coach Mike Clements back on the program. Coach Clem, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all?
Doing hey. Great. You know things are going well whenever you ask to come back on the show, don't you?
Yeah, you guys called me at the right time. I appreciate that.
Hey, you like that 25-mile-an-hour wind blowing out, don't you, brother?
Hey, listen, when you see Missouri on the schedule, you know the wind's going to be blowing. And so I was a little nervous that it was the second week of SEC play because it could be 38 degrees up there and blowing straight in. But we were fortunate. It was in the 60s, and it was different directions every day, but all of them were blowing out to the outfield. So that's good for a hitting coach.
Coach, you got them batting .292 right now, which is very good, but it's 11th in the SEC. I mean, yeah, that's, what in the world?
That's insane.
It's a pretty good offensive league, but, you know, I don't want to sound completely new school, but the batting average part of it, we're looking to score runs and have extra base hits, and our guys have done a really good job of that. So
absolutely,
certainly excited about the last 2 weeks and how we've scored, you know, against Arkansas and Missouri for sure.
Coach, you're fifth in the country in home runs, fifth in slugging percentage. I don't know if anybody saw this after fall ball. What's kind of transpired?
Yeah, if I'm being completely transparent with you guys, I didn't know that we were gonna hit with this kind of power either, and I wasn't sure what the makeup. You know, some years that I've been on with you guys, I was pretty confident in the power. You know, with some of the guys, Alderman and Elko and those guys that we've had in the past, but this group has really come together from that standpoint. And I think the most encouraging thing from a power and production standpoint is, it's kind of up and down our lineup, and wasn't sure we'd get that. Ryan Mormon did not have a great fall, and just some of the adjustment coming from Illinois and the Big Ten and make SEC pitching. But guys have done it and kind of calculated in the portal. We wanted to get older guys, and that's paid off at least thus far for us because they're a little bit more mature and have had a lot of college at-bats under their belt. And knock on wood, it's been pretty good so far.
Hey, Clem, what's made the league more offensive this year? Because in the past, the league's been pretty good pitching.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's a couple things. Number one, I think the thing no one talks about is I think the ball's different, and that's the one thing that's not quantifiable. But it sure seems like the ball's harder. It's more of a professional baseball that comes off the bat pretty hard. And then the other thing is umpire by TrackMan, which means if they call a pitch outside the zone, like if you watch a major league game, they put the box on the TV, and if they call a ball outside of the zone, they get docked. And that's the way it is. So the strike zone's a little tighter. And so as a hitting coach, if you're a pitching coach, I'm sure you don't love that part. You know, when I first got here, it would be completely normal for an umpire to get 4 or 5 inches off the plate just because it's college baseball, and that just doesn't happen anymore. So the combination of the ball and the strike zone being a little bit smaller, I think, and, you know, the cool development and athletes and how they're trained now even before they get to us, has advanced as well.
Coach, you have more versatility in the lineup, whereas we were so left-handed dominant the last couple of years. Now you got guys on both sides of the place where you can handle those left-handed pitchers, and you went Reuter against left-handed pitcher, and then Furness against right-handed pitchers. That versatility, what does that do for your offense?
That's been huge. It's a great point, and you know, probably I've been here a decade, and probably for the first time in my time here, we've exactly what you just said. We've had some versatility from an offensive perspective and some guys who can play different positions, but we've really handled left-handed pitching really well all year. And it's because we're able to mix and match a little bit. Our right-handed hitters really handle lefts, and then we're able to flip it when a right-hander goes out there and Furness comes in. And, man, it's been a pretty good mix so far. Reuter's had awesome at-bats against the lefts, and then we flipped it to Furness when a right-hander comes in. And, you know, he got off to a real slow start, but as you guys have seen, he's really swung back here the last month or so.
Humphrey must be seeing beach balls up there, Coach.
That was a good pickup for us. You know, like that. The thing about him that's even different than some of the other transfers is that guy's got 3 years in the ACC. And you know, if there's one league that's it's not as but and that's the SEC. It's the second best league, or traditionally has been, and so he's got a ton of at-bats with a lot of experience and a lot of success in the ACC, and I think that league probably most closely translates into our league, and he's just not seeing anything that he hasn't seen before, and obviously had a fabulous weekend in Columbia.
Coach, one area that does need to pick up is defensively. Infield, been some problems there. You've got a guys in preseason scrimmages and stuff where guys were versatile and moving around in different positions, but y'all seem to kind of, you know, get more locked down on your infield and where they're playing in certain spots. Is there a chance maybe you tweak around some of the infield again?
Yeah, I certainly think there is. You know, from an offensive standpoint, Luke Hill has to be in our lineup. And
sure.
And so you got to find a place for him. And I think the thing that probably shores it up a little bit and maybe costs us a little bit in the Arkansas series is Luke Chang gets hit in the head on that Friday game and isn't able to play, goes into concussion protocol. And he kicked one this weekend. It was a tough chance, but he's a dynamic defender. That's primarily why he's in there. And he swung the bat and had great at-bats for us too, but he can really defend. And I think him being in there most games is gonna help shore up that defense. Obviously, when you got to be able to play defense at that position. And Folley, the same way behind the plate, has been really special defensively for us. And so the hope certainly is that those guys stay healthy and that those guys can kind of be linchpins in there at those two spots, and that helps shore some things up. But certainly, you're right. We need to be better defensively. It's really hard to win championships if you're not. We got to be better from that standpoint.
Yancey wanted to coach for you there, Clem, but he got nervous on what he wanted to say.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Hey, listen, Yancey watches all of our games, and there's no bigger supporter. So I can appreciate his input. No.
You don't want him on the staff, though. I promise you.
I'm too emotional. That would not be a good idea whatsoever.
Back to you've seemed to have Udemark on a right path now, you know, after he struggled last year at the plate. This year he's looking a little better. He's still striking out, but you knew he was going to.
Yep. Yeah, Judd, you know, the good, in my opinion, the good outweighs the bad, but you're going to have a little mm-hmm. swing and miss, probably like I told you the last couple times I've been on. But he's also, you know, when he touches the baseball, there's real impact there. And he continues to get better with his strike zone discipline. But and he is a good defender wherever we put him, and is super, super versatile. But, you know, some of his deficiencies you can live with a little bit because, like to start the game on Saturday, he can change the score with one swing of the bat. And so the good thing that I didn't know that we would have, we're able to hit him in the five or six and occasionally seven hole to where, you know, he doesn't have to hit three or four where you need maybe a little bit more contact. And that's where the stretching out of our lineup and the length of our lineup has really paid dividends, where you're able to hit him in a spot where, yes, there may be some swing and miss, but he also may hit a three-run home run and make it really hard on the other team.
You know, you mentioned that, and Isaac Humphrey has hit eighth and seventh in this lineup too. Like, yeah. You know, against left-handed pitching, where he's down there and has been able to hit left on left, it's not the normal guy you're going to have hitting in that eight hole.
It's amazing how it works. You know, I always cringe a little bit when Coach Bianco and I go over what we want the lineup to be morning of game, and we kind of go back and forth. And when it's a left-hander, he slides down a little bit, and I'm always like, man, that's too good of a hitter to hit down that far. But it's funny, after the first time through the order, they bring a right-hander in like this weekend, yeah. and it's really good when you have that guy down there, where most of the time, you know, pitchers are just trying to attack the bottom of the order not to get back to the top, and then all of a sudden you have that guy, you know, coming up in the bottom of the order. And it's really kind of been a blessing for us, because he's come up with some huge hits for us at the bottom. And then obviously when we face a right-hander, he's up closer to the top or the middle of the order. But it's certainly paid dividends. It's not probably traditional the way we move guys around, but it's been a good mix for us thus far offensively.
Talk to me a little bit about Hayden Federico. Is he just trying to get adjusted right now to SEC pitching, and how do you feel he is in that process?
Yeah, I think so. I think he is. He got off to such a hot start, and obviously, you'd love for him to hit 600 all year, but we all know that's probably not going to happen. But the thing he continues to do, even though, you know, if you're just looking at batting average, that drops a little bit, he's still getting on base, and he still sucks a ton of pitches out of the pitcher, and is able to give tough at-bats. And he has a knack for getting a big hit. Obviously, he's had some huge ones for us over the course of the early season. But he's a guy that will still grind out at-bats even when he's not swinging it great. He's chased it probably a little bit more and pressed a little bit more, like a lot of freshmen do. But he doesn't leave the zone a ton. And for a freshman to have more walks than strikeouts at this point in the year is pretty special. You know, there haven't been many in my time here outside of he and Jacob Gonzalez that do that. And so, you know, his slumps last a lot shorter time just because of the strike zone discipline and being on base. And he's just valuable because you look at that on base percentage and it's somewhere hovering around 450 or maybe a touch better than that. Scores a bunch of runs and is still a spark plug even without getting a ton of hits.
Coach, you know, with this much depth on your team, and we've been talking about this since the preseason, how do you keep the players' heads up, like Randall and Pano and Smithwick, these guys that, you know, aren't getting the bats that they would normally get? Well, how do you keep them involved right now?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, and everybody wants to play. But the good thing is, you know, Campbell Smithwick said this to me, and he's a special kid, as you guys know. The other day, you know, he said, "I just want to win. I want to win." And for him to have the maturity to be able to say that while he's not getting the number of at-bats that he would like is pretty special, and it speaks towards our team and how they feel about each other and how low maintenance they are. But certainly we need to continue to work to get those guys at-bats while still winning games. And, you know, all three of those guys on different levels deserve to get more at-bats. But you know, the name of the game is finding ways to win. And, it, you know, the difficult part is, all right, you put them in, who are you taking out? And guys have swung it so well that it's hard to do that, especially in SEC play. But we will. We'll continue to work to get those guys in there. I think you'll see a couple of those guys in there tomorrow against Memphis. And we just got to work to continue to do it, because if you really track a guy like Smithwick, he's really swung the bat pretty well in his limited opportunities here these last couple weeks. Had a couple hits against South Alabama 2 weeks ago, and then I think he had another two in Pearl against Southern Miss on Tuesday. Yeah. And so, you know, we just need to keep those guys fresh, because you never know. You know, how we sit here on March 24th may be completely different on May 24th, and you need to keep those guys engaged, like you guys said.
Thanks for doing this again.
Coach,
and,
awesome.
And great news, Yancey will be there for the meeting tomorrow to help you and Coach B put the lineup down against Memphis. Okay?
I love it, guys. Appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, in the last couple of minutes of this segment, we need to go back and get that injury report brought to you by Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physician for Ole Miss Athletics. You can reach them at 662-513-2000 or go to the website oxfordortho.org.
Well, I don't know of anything in baseball now that Ching is back, and I don't know of anything in basketball except Brown Jones. Where is he?
They said it's a personal matter. I still think it's – I'm guessing it's a religious thing that you can't eat. You got to fast for – how long does that last for?
I don't know. That's news to me. I don't know that story at all.
He hasn't been in a tournament yet. Yes.
In football, there's a lot of players in black jerseys, which signifies injury, but I don't know how injured they are, to be honest. In fact, I think a lot of them aren't injured at all. But you got tackle Diego Pounds, tackle Jaden Williams, linebacker TJ Daugherty, defensive end Suntarian Perkins, tight end Daquan Wright, wide receiver Samari Reed, wide receiver Dylan Alford, wide receiver Devin Price, defensive end Prince William Onamellon, defensive tackle William Eccles, defensive tackle Jamarius Brown, Cornerback Jalen Braxton, cornerback Cedric Beavers, linebacker Jaden Yates, and safety Sage Ryan. Center Bryson Sanders pulled a hamstring in the first workout, and no word when he'll be back. His replacement right now is Patrick Kutis from the transfer from Arkansas, who was expected to play guard, but he's playing center right now.
That's the one that concerns me the most is Bryson. You want to see how he's going to handle that center position. And I'd like to see Sage, you know, the transfer from LSU. There's been some debate about where he's going to play in the secondary. Just some of the new guys, I think, would be.
Well, what I'm hearing right now is the area of concern is in the secondary.
DB. Yeah. No. Yeah.
That everything else looks like it's shaping up pretty well.
What do you think they'll end up picking three or four in the DB? I do.
At least two, I would say.
Yeah. I bet you they get three or four.
They might. Yeah. They might. Yeah. But they've got to develop some of these kids, too.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. No doubt.
TJ Banks is in there. Chris Graves, they still got him. This wow. Braxton kid's supposed to be pretty good. He's out right now. But, you know, so they've got some talent back there. They just got to develop it.
Yeah.
We'll finish up everything here in just a few.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, let's put some final touches on this one. Ole Miss and SEC news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South State Jewelry and Diamond Solitaire leader As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. We've gone through all the Ole Miss news. Ole Miss women's basketball beats Baylor. They play Friday, Spokane, Washington against UCLA. No game time yet on that. Ole Miss and Michigan State will play with a tip-off of 6:09 on Friday. You have baseball Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And shout-out Isaac Humphrey, who is the SEC Player of the Week. 4 home runs, 13 runs batted in the sweep against Missouri.
And they're going to announce the women's game at what point?
I would assume once these final games are done tonight, because there's still a couple of games left to go. Like Mississippi State and USC women don't tip off till 9 tonight, so they don't have the 16 set yet.
Gotcha.
So, and UCLA has been and is, was in the last poll number one in the country.
We got a 6'7 girl that's really
yes,
tough.
Absolutely.
Gosh, I saw her on TV. I was like, uh-oh.
She's good.
Yeah, she's not fat and immobile. She can go.
Red and Blue Chip Recruiting Summit brought to you by the Grove Collective, helping Ole Miss student-athletes with their protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, Ole Miss landed a commitment, their third commitment of the 26th class. And get this, Pike Road running back Jermichael Jones. Who was the last running back we had?
Quinshon.
Quinshon. So I guess he would have been, a freshman when Quinshon was a senior?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. He's 5'10", 190. Football visits, there was a buttload of them. I'm talking about top of the top, cream of the crop. The number one receiver in the country, Tristan Keys, was in over the weekend. Get this, he just committed to LSU last week. Then he showed up with his whole family for the weekend for an unofficial visit to Ole Miss. And folks, Tristan Keys, that's kind of like Caleb Cunningham last year when he committed to Alabama. He's committed, but that thing will be wide open until the end.
Commitments are nothing anymore. They're nothing.
How would you like to be the school you committed to? And it's different. It's different to go by yourself or, you know, for a couple hours, but to take your whole family for the weekend. The next week is, you know, it's why recruiting was fun when I used to do that stuff. But the nation's number two running back is Xavier E.J. Crowell. Will be in town April 19th. He's teammates with Landon Ducksworth. Crowell is he's 205-pound running back. He is dynamite, 5-star running back. And his Ole Miss is leading for his teammate quarterback Landon Ducksworth. So they're out of Jackson, Alabama. Ole Miss really hit Alabama harder, seems like, lately than normal years. Pascagoula High on 300 safety Tylan Wilson. Visited with his family over the weekend. He's the number 188 overall player, 6'3". They're trying to get longer, stay long back there in the secondary. Chucky, the number 8 overall player in the state of Mississippi. Buford, 4-star safety Nazar McCoy. Actually, this weekend was his birthday, and he decided to come to Ole Miss for the weekend. This is his second visit. That's something to keep an eye out on. Nashville tight end Carson Sneed, 6'5", 240, committed to Tennessee. But like we say, things are still open. He was in Oxford over the weekend with his family and said he'll be back in Oxford for an official visit. So that one looks like to be continuing on. Muscle Shoals, 4-star defensive end. Kimyanin Johnson was in town, 6'5", 250, big old defensive end. He'll be back on May the 30th for an official visit. Miami, Florida, Southridge offensive center Ryan Merritt visited Ole Miss for the first time over the weekend. He's the number 7 center in the country. And this is one really keep an eye on. The number 9 overall linebacker in the country, Rodney Colston, returned for his third visit in the last few months to Ole Miss, 6'1", 215. The number 155 overall player. I think Ole Miss is in really good position with him.
And we get to the good, the bad, and ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, the maintenance program, they've got you covered, home and business. Here's what you need to do. Call them at 662-644-4297 or go to riverlandroofing.com.
The good, well, where to start? The men's basketball team is going to the Sweet 16 in Atlanta after beating North Carolina and Iowa State in Milwaukee to advance. The women are also going to Sweet 16 in Spokane. The baseball team swept Missouri at Missouri to move to 4-2 in SEC on the year. What a weekend for Ole Miss sports. The bad, well, let's just call it, this needs work. I wouldn't say it's bad, but the Ole Miss pitching needs patching up and maybe moving some pieces around. It's just not as sharp as it needs to be in some areas. Some of the younger arms seem to be coming around. Maybe it's time for them to get more action and responsibility. The defense also has to improve, settle down, or whatever. The ugly CBS analyst Tim Doyle said prior to the Rebs going to Milwaukee that Ole Miss Hoops team were frauds. Well, they beat the Tar Heels and then dismantled Iowa State. Seems to me that Doyle is the fraud. He doesn't know manure from breath mints.
That was clickbait. Now everybody knows who Tim Doyle is. Nobody, last Doyle I knew was the one that said Shea Hodge was out of bounds.
That's Doyle, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, nobody knew that guy. He got what he wanted.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can't have another good week of stuff. Baseball, basketball still rolling.
Hotty toddy.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.